the Father. The disciples were taught to pray, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. They were taught to pray to the Father. But they had not seen the Father. And Jesus says, begins to talk about the Father, and he says in verse 7, if you had known me, you would know my Father also. And from now on, he says, you know him and have seen him. So Philip was scratching his head and said, I've seen you, but I haven't seen the Father. Jesus, show me the Father. And then Jesus says, in verse 9, look at Jesus. Have I been so long with you? And have you not known Philip? You see, the purpose why he came is to show us that he and the Father are one. By seeing him, we see the Father. He says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? To Jesus, it was an absurd question. To see him was sufficient. To know him, to see him, was to see the Father. So that's the first understanding that we have about the omnipotence of Jesus. The Father is more powerful than you and I can imagine. Everything in our universe that we know was made through Jesus Christ. And if the Father ever moved, the whole universe would shake. This whole part that he has made, that we know, was made through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father did everything through the Lord Jesus. John chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. By him all things were made. So the first is that Jesus is the image, or Jesus is the vision of the Father. Jesus is the expression of the Father. To see the Father, we need to see Jesus. And remember what we say when we say see Jesus. Jesus can appear in different stages of glory. When you see Jesus in his full glory, then you have seen the Father. And we need to grow in glory as we relate to Jesus. The second area of his omnipotence, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, for by him all things were created, they are in heaven, they are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Do you know that the devil himself was a creation of Jesus? Think about that. So when Jesus is in earth facing the devil is looking at his creator. The devil is a created being. In the book of Job, let's look at the book of Job. These are very vast and beautiful doctrines that we consider here. Chapter 38. God asked Job, in verse 7, 6 and 7. Let's read verse 4 too. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. And verse 7, 6 and 7. To what were his foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together And all the sons of God shouted for joy. Here the sons of God refers to the angelic beings. Everything that is created of God has a title of sons of God. That's in the Old Testament. In the New, the word sons of God carry a greater and deeper meaning because of Jesus Christ coming. So we don't simply associate angels with that title anymore in the New. But in the Old, you find that there are about four specific scriptures where the word sons of God occur, and all of them refer to the angels, angelic beings. And we notice here that before the earth was made, the angels were made. They existed before us. So there we have the world before the world that we know. And in that world, God made the angels, like you read in Ezekiel chapter 28, how there was the devil, he was the anointed cherub, and he had a beautiful place, and he did everything until pride came into his life, and one third of the angels fell with him. So all these things took place before man came into the being. When man came, the angels were already in existence, and there was Adam. And God says, let us, because of the Trinity, let us, Father, Son, and Father, Word, and Holy Spirit said, let us make man in our image. God was making them again. There are many theories why God made man. I read some writings, even by very solid authors like John Lindsay, who believe that God's creation of man was to replace the one-third angels. Nice theory. But I believe it's more than that. It's because God wanted a family. And God wanted to show forth His glory. In Sadhu Sundar Singh's book, Sadhu Singh was taken into a deep realm in the spirit. And God showed him many worlds. Who knows, these four creatures around the throne could have come from one of the worlds that God has made. And the worlds, do you notice in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we're talking about last subject here, let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds, plural, were framed by the Word of God. Now that doesn't answer the scientific question, is there life out there? Because this part of our universe, even as far as the eye of man can see and explore, they have not found any life. They sent a rocket to Mars and they tested the thing. There was not even a microscopic bacteria. Sat there. Seems that life is a gift from God. But man is only looking at biological life. There are other types and realms of life, soul life, spirit life. But here when it says worlds, we realize that it could be a realm that is beyond us. But one thing is certain. God made more than man. He made angels, we all know. He made man, and He made many worlds. That is why in heaven it's not going to be dark. We are not going to all wear little white robes, hold little golden harps, and sing Amazing Grace for 10,000 years, flitting about. There are lots of places and things to visit of the creation of God. Vast creations. And travel will be no problem. You don't need your suit, your astronaut suit. You will travel at the speed of thought. Hallelujah. That's fast. Faster than 186,000 miles per second. Faster than the speed of light. In the latest theory today on science, should I go? Give me 5 minutes to go into that. It is established that all matter does not travel and could not travel faster than light. But if you examine it carefully, it could be because we don't have instruments to detect anything beyond that. Let me give you an example. If I travel faster than the speed of sound, what happens? When you see, if you see on a very cloudy and dark day, a thunderstorm, you always see the lightning, and then a few seconds later you hear the thunder. Actually, they happen at the same time, but because sound travels slower than light, you see the light, then you hear the sound. If I travel faster than the speed of sound, and if I came to the platform, I go, and you don't hear anything. 5 minutes later, or seconds later, you hear the sound. Say, what was that? That was my sound following me. Right? So what will happen? You see me here, and then you see the sound. Now what happens if I travel faster than the speed of light? This is what happens. My substance will come first. Then you will see my image. I'm just trying to open your understanding to think. How do you know I have traveled faster than the speed of sound? If all your instruments can only detect sound, if you cannot see light, can you ever establish that I travel faster than the speed of sound? You can never. Because all your instruments can only detect the sound coming in. You couldn't detect light. But because you could see light and sound, which are two different types of manifestation, you see my image, then you say, why no sound? Then the sound came. So you have instruments to detect light, and you have instruments to detect sound, and you could see that both don't synchronize, so you say one came before the other. Now, we have no instrument whatsoever to detect black matter or dark matter, whatever it is, if there is such a thing. There are no instruments. Our only instruments are in the realm of light, electronics, sound, or whatsoever. So if I travel faster than the speed of light, you don't see anything because the light is still coming. But something came before that. If you don't have instruments to detect what the something is, your conclusion will always be that I never travel faster than speed of light. But that is where the quote theory comes in. If really we are fixed to the limit of light in our physical body, then light has some way to do with all of matter. If really. And that is where scientists are still trying to link up. Which in the Bible in Genesis 1, it says, God said, let there be light. And after that came all the other type of creation. Which is why I believe, if anybody wants to explore this further and take it further, the linking of quantum theory of relativity, Newtonian physics and all that, you have to do it, the key is light. You got to think through those things, right? That's just a side thing. But here's an illustration that we have here, that in Colossians 1, it says, all things were created by Him. There are many worlds. We are talking about worlds and realms that are created by God. Human beings have no instrument to measure demons, the presence of demons. See, I'm talking about realms and worlds. So don't think in terms of Hebrews 11 and say, oh, therefore there's life out there. Because the life beyond the realm of our physical universe may be universes where spirit and physical realm are what I call not in disharmony like it is in our fallen state. But this is what the Lord told Sadhu Sundar Singh in his book, The Spiritual World, which makes interesting reading. And this is what I like. He says,
The Lord created the worlds, and each one of the worlds He revealed His character and attribute. But in our world,